Hi guys.
Hey guys.
We're officially podcasters. We dropped our first episode yesterday and it went so well.
Yeah, we are so overwhelmed by the love and support that we've received. Like, seriously, that is the best that I think it could have gone.
Wait, can we talk about we're number 58 on South African top charts?
That's like pretty epic. Okay, but anyways, welcome back to the Sexy Hangover.
I'm Elle.
I'm Rivers. Ooh. And this is Call Her Dad. That is the theme of this week's episode.
Canceling Call Her Daddy. But first, we must update. So last week was the extended talking phase.
And we have a firsthand update from a male.
Oh, yeah. Our advice or our insight. What did he say again? Like,
okay, so we were with one of our friends. Our guy friends, and he was telling us he had just broken up with his girlfriend a couple months ago.
Yeah.
So we were like, he was updating us on that. And then he was like telling us how he's talking to a new girl. Mm-hmm. And we were somehow the talking, extended talking phase. I don't know. Extended talking phase?
Yeah, stage
what
phase.
What do we call it?
I think we're amazing phase, podcasters.
Don't remember it. Whatever. That came up, and he was saying, the only time the extended talking phase really is a problem is if you're in type 2 talking. Yeah. And I was like, okay.
Please elaborate.
What the fuck is that? And he was like, well, it's so obvious. Like, there's always two types of, like, talking stages. Mm-hmm. Like, there's one where, like, both have clear intentions. Like, even if you don't say it, like, the pace, like, everything that happens is, like, very clear where that's going.
Yeah.
And it's a relationship or, like, something more.
Yeah.
Like, or there's a talking phase where, like, you guys are, like, talking to hook up.
Yeah. Like, you're talking to make it, like, it's almost like you're friends with benefits.
Yeah.
But it's, like, one person needs it to be classified as, like, oh, we're talking to make themselves feel better about
it. So, like, type 2 talking stage is where the extended talking phase comes in.
Yeah, because that's usually why you're taken into the extended talking phase, is because one person is just in it to fuck. So you're in the extended one because, hey babe, you're in type 2 talking.
Endeavor, if you need to, like, be in type 2 by choice.
Yeah, like, don't be in type 2 thinking, oh, I love how we just, like, made type 2 a thing. Like, type 2 talking? I don't know.
Oh, I'm in the type 2 talking phase. It's so annoying.
It sucks. I want to be in type 1 so bad.
I still want to be in type 1.
But guess who's in type 1? Riv, my little co-host, babe. So, yeah, guys, last week we shit on me for getting ghosted and being in the extended talking phase for 10 million months. I was type 2. Riv over here is blowing me out of the water. She is in type 1, fully getting cuffed, guys.
Okay, well, like, the episode 1 that you guys have hopefully all heard.
Yeah.
We recorded, like, a month ago.
Yeah.
So the things I was saying about Big were, like, very, like, I wasn't sure where we were.
Yeah, it was, like, kind of surface level. Like, yeah. Oh, I like him. Yeah.
But, yeah, we're, like, exclusive. I don't know if we're, like, I don't really know what that means, because some people have said, like, that means you guys are dating. I've never had a real boyfriend, so, like, I don't really know the stages of a relationship. But we've both, like, mutually agreed,
I think,
like, through words that we're not seeing anyone else.
Yeah, like, you've had that conversation, but
which
I think it would be
enough for me to know.
Yeah, and I think that it would be, like, weird once it's, like, you classify it as, like, you guys are exclusive, only seeing each other. Like, I think it's weird for it to take a step back, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, it's either gonna move to a relationship, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
or
the chances
done.
Are yeah
listen,
it's just,
I'm
like,
not gonna, like,
go back to, like, yeah, it's super weird.
But yeah, like, that's enough for me to know right now.
Yeah,
it's a good stuff.
Another update that I just remembered, we, like, totally manifested photographer in our last episode.
Oh,
he texts me right after we finished recording, and then I fucked him. But
then also he's been blowing her phone up. But, like, photographer, you're listening to this, can you, like, grow a pair? And, like, what is up? We released the episode, and then 10 minutes later, he texts Elle, like, what are you doing? Like, could you not say congratulations
and
first?
And did you not listen? Because, like, the whole thing was about how I was in love with you and you didn't know.
I'm so fake.
So fake. Fan behavior.
Okay, okay, let's get the fuck into it.
Back
on
in-
this episode of Call Her Daddy,
we're gonna talk about how you're just a hole and men are superior.
Okay, we can't shit on it that much until we tell you that we used to be fans.
Guys, speaking of fan behavior, we were Call Her Daddy stans, like literally daddy gang, like all the way.
For my 19th birthday, Elle got me a sweatshirt, like a Call Her Daddy sweatshirt.
The
like,
I am unwell
full stance.
And guess where it is now? In the donation bag. So if that says anything about it, first of all, their fucking merch is hideous. Anyways, yeah, so yeah, Call Her Daddy is so fucked up, and it took us a really long time to realize that, but like we loved it so fucking much. Like, listen to it all the time. I would remember I would listen to it in the dorm shower, mm-hmm. and like our suite mate would be banging on the shower door and I couldn't hear her because like the Call Her Daddy was like all the way fucking up.
I think one of the things that they did so well was that they were, I want to say, the first podcast that truly felt like you were like part of it.
Yeah,
like it like created mm-hmm. such a community where it was like you felt like you were on FaceTime with your friends. Like, you felt like you were having conversations with, like, with your friends. Like, totally unfiltered. And they targeted such a young age that needed that, like, community. Mm-hmm. Like, it was, like, their target audience was such a vulnerable, like, age of, like, people, mainly girls, that it just, like, was, like, dynamite.
I think, too, it's wild. It's, like, if you were to wear your I Am Unwell sweatshirt out, it would, like, not be weird for someone to be like, oh my god, daddy gang, like did you hear the last episode? Like, it's like, because you all have this like weird thing in common that you like are in this daddy gang cult. Like, it's so strange.
I mean, they're really good podcasters, and like they're, I mean, Barstool's really good at marketing,
so good.
So like, it's like well done on the business front, moral front.
It's fucked up, and I can't even believe. I think that's also what made them so good, is because what they said was stuff people had never heard before. Like, but,
and
outrageous.
Also were saying like we're fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, they were saying it. So it almost made it like, so okay.
Strange. It was strange because they would say these very unrelatable things, but then would act relatable, saying like, we're really fucked up, like our lives are mm-hmm. so fucked up, you know what I mean? So you'd be like, oh, they're just normal, but would say these crazy things that like you felt like you could listen to the fucked up things they were telling you, because like it was like so weird.
Yeah, it was like, I mean, job well done, but
I
like
know. So we were like such big fans mm-hmm. that like we wanted to be a part of Barstool. Look at us now. Sexy hangover.
Sorry,
thank
can't
you.
Have us.
But we're very expensive.
We're actually trying to get what is it? Scouted by Slew Media.
Yeah. So if you're listening, Sophia.
Stan, our single father, Sophia Franklin.
Yeah. But we were like such stans that we were like, we want to be a part of Barstool. How do we become a part of Barstool?
Okay, but this was all when, this was like, Elle stayed with me for like a month and a half.
Yeah.
Almost 2 months, I feel like,
mm-hmm,
of quarantine last year. She came and stayed with my family. And like, everyone knows that like, your sanity is lost.
Yeah, we were like out of our mind. We had nothing to look forward to. Didn't know
what
was happening.
And we took it like very seriously.
Yeah.
Like, we were not seeing like anyone. Like,
yeah, we didn't go on trips. Like, nothing like a lot of
the only thing we would do is like go up north to like my family's cottage, which is like the same. It was like either we were with my family like in my hometown or like at our place.
Yeah.
So it was like not like a thing. And this is when all the Alex and Sophia drama was going down.
So we thought, oh my God, Barstool needs a two-girl podcast to look at us. Like, let's DM.
And we were totally team Alex. We were like, because like, if you don't see the other side, they made it very hard to see Sophia's side unless you went out of your way.
It was the best hate campaign like I've ever seen in my life.
Even Sophia said that on Sophia with an F. And like, I think the one thing I'm going to say really quickly is if you're totally on Alex's side, first of all, you're just like, stop. Second, go listen to the Sophia with an F podcast with Milf Hunter.
Yeah, because that's what changed our perspective.
Yeah, same.
So we were like, let's be a part of Barstool. They're in, they need like a two girl podcast because they don't have Color Daddy anymore. Like that market is empty
and,
for
like,
them.
You guys, me and Elle are like the youngest entrepreneurs ever. Like we will do one thing and be like, should we like open a restaurant? Like we like joke that every new episode of our podcast is going to be like sponsored by a different one of our businesses. And we'll be like, Rivenel, like guacamole truck. Like I don't even know what they all are because like, there's too many.
I have to give an example. Riv is like just brushing her dog and I'll walk in the room and be like, this episode is sponsored by Rivenel Dog Grooming. Come get your dog a fresh cut.
Or like dog walkers. Like everything will just capitalize.
Yeah, we are full business women. And I'm not disappointed in us.
So obviously they wanted to get picked up by a Barstool because that is the first step of every podcast.
We saw an open opportunity and we went for it. We went for it through the DMs.
So we're in Northern Michigan about...
buttfuck nowhere.
Yeah, Wi-Fi is on often. There's no Wi-Fi, but the cell towers are one every
they're like kind 100 of falling miles. Over.
We'll see if you can get any service. Like we're only with my family. I have three older brothers, so it's them and all their friends. I think my brother's girlfriend was there, but like
she was.
We're with like all boys, like in the boondocks, like, like bush light in hand.
We
like
were riding bikes for fun.
Oh my god. Yeah. There's like so many stories. We're so funny. But yeah, so we're like, all right. It's time. Like, Dave, it's time.
You get a DM, babe.
So we both slid on Dave. And I don't know. He must have just, like, seen mine or something.
No, he loves blondes.
Oh, true.
He loves blondes.
So he hits me back.
Or I'm foul looking.
But it's quite obvious by our Instagrams, like, we're friends.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like, you kind of have to pick one. We give a lot of people the option, though.
I know.
Anyways. So Dave hits me back and we're like chatting.
No, can we talk about a reaction? It was like, oh my god.
Oh my god, I like screamed.
Yeah, I was screaming and we were like, this is it. Like this is,
we're famous. We told my whole family. We were like, this is it. Like
Rivenel Vlogs is going next places. Level.
Like you guys are like kind of need to bow down. Like get your shit in
we're
order.
A part of Barstool. We are Barstool employees now.
And my brothers are like, isn't he like 50? Like you're literally like 20. Like what is the, like this what's, is not adding up.
What's the vibe here?
Like, this is creepy. Yeah. And I'm like, you guys stop. This is a business opportunity.
No, like you don't understand. He's going to fly me to his vacation home and I'm going to talk business and business only.
Understand now because like get your shit in order if you want me to buy you anything with my first Barstool paycheck, babe. So we were fully convinced at this point. All right, Dave's answered. We're signed.
How do we sell
He's
ourselves?
Like low-key blowing my lineup, though.
He was blowing it.
We would like get a really good text, send it, put my phone down, go do something, write back with like 10 texts. I'm like, I can't think this fast.
Should I expose us right now?
What?
You know how you said really good text? Like yeah. I know what one of the texts that we came what up was with it? Was. You're going to cry.
Okay, let me hear it.
He like when he offered like, oh, let me fly you to my vacation home. Our response was, I learned from Color Daddy.
Oh my god, no, I can't hear it.
Never turn down a free flight.
Oh my god, because they literally were talking about that in their fights, weren't they? Wasn't it a fight thing? Oh my god,
it was like something we had just heard.
Oh my god, that's
so
cringy.
Embarrassing. And we said that. I'm saying we because it was like a total we thing.
Oh my god, and then he said like, I'm the king.
Yeah, he said. Like, oh yeah, and like you should also know that I'm the king or
something. Yeah,
shit
something
like
that. So cringy on both ends.
Yeah.
Okay, so I talked to him for like a week or something. And
yeah,
then,
the whole time we were up north.
Yeah, and then he like gives me his number, so we start like texting. Which I just thought was totally normal. Like way too normal. So like we're like texting. Like he would like if I wouldn't respond, he would like text me again.
Yeah, like
a lot.
He obviously doesn't listen to Color Daddy. Doesn't take their advice.
No. Or he's the blue check mark, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, true.
But then one day we're like FaceTiming him. This is when we're back in my hometown.
Yeah.
We're like, we're a little tipsy, so we're like, let's spice up quarantine.
We were definitely blacked out.
Let's call Dave. Let's call Davey. So Elle's on the phone with this MLB player, and I don't really know. Oh, I was like, I'll just call him.
Yeah.
And I think I was like talking to him and brought him into the room.
Yeah, you did. You were previously talking to him and then came into your room and I was on the phone. Yeah. Shortstop.
And I guess we just didn't think that through. Yeah. And like, so her MLB player, we're going to call him Shortstop.
Yeah.
Shortstop said something and he was like, who's there? And I was like, just me and my roommate. And mm-hmm. he was like, that was definitely a guy's voice. And I was like, oh, it's just our friend. Like, he's in mm-hmm. the MLB. You might know him.
Yeah.
And he did not like that.
He
hung up, blocked my number.
Right away.
And then DM'd me and said, you're such a fucking asshole. And then blocked my Instagram.
Oh my God. He said, you're such a fucking asshole. Like, no, because I remember he blocked you so fast. You texted him right away and said, what was that? And it went through as a text message.
Oh my God, we're literally so funny. Yes, we were like, what the fuck? Okay, but then that, we made a story time on that.
Mm-hmm.
On TikTok.
Yeah.
And it was our first video that ever went viral and they attacked us.
Dude, his minions, like, fully, like, me and Riv, like,
you know how there's, like, daddy gang? And then there's, like, Barstool gang or something. Yeah. Those people have been fully brainwashed mm-hmm. into being an army for Alex Cooper and Dave Portnoy.
It was terrifying. The comments were repulsive. The video was still up.
It was literally a video where we were making fun of ourselves for Dave blocking me, and all the comments were like, they're both twos, like they're literally so disgusting. Like,
and it was like, we didn't expect the video to go off. We were just making it as like a joke, and then everyone was like saying like, oh, you guys are hideous. Like, we didn't look our best in the video, I will admit that, but like, they were fucking ruthless.
And I don't like it was just like not we didn't put it out there for it to blow up. I didn't even know how many people liked him.
I know. I didn't even like, I didn't know he was a big person.
No,
really.
Me either. And they're like, oh my God, they were ruthless.
We knew him as like a business opportunity, not as like how he has his fan base of like Barstool people. Like, I had no idea he was that popular. And like, there were like thousands of comments saying like, you guys are hideous, like Dave would never fuck you,
he would never touch you the 10-foot pole.
Yeah,
like, you're out of your mind if you think like he would ever talk to you.
Guys, we thought we were hideous for two days.
Like I know I hadn't got my hair done in 3 months, but chill.
Like, we literally like sat and we were like, oh my God, like, are we ugly?
Like fully.
And then we totally like tried to like make more TikToks off of that one, and like none of them did well because like it wasn't a TikTok that like we got followers from. It was like a TikTok we just got shit on for, and like everyone's like, fuck you, bro.
That was literally our first viral TikTok. But now we literally see Dave Portnoy everywhere.
Guys, he haunts us.
Literally haunts
us. The first time was at the One Hotel in Miami.
It was our first day there. We had just gotten there literally an hour before, and our manager Josh was like in the shower and he was taking so long, and he was like, can you guys please like run across the street and give me this curl cream? And we're like, yes babe, like we'll go get it,
anything for you.
And we're walking back in, and it was like so weird because my dog was like peeing and he was taking forever. And we were like, what the heck? We just like wanted to get ready because we had reservations. And we're like walking, like if you guys have ever been to One,
there's like a tall way to get to the elevators.
But it's like not, it's like it's like hard to explain because like the hallway is like not, one side of it is not like a real wall, it's like bamboo. And it like leads to like a
sitting area,
like sitting area thing, so like you don't have to go down the hallway. But like, me and Elle were coming with our dogs because we took our dogs to Miami and Dave is walking down with his friend, and we literally, it was like a strut off.
Like, we were just like, it was a total face off. And I looked at him and I was like, oh my God, Riv, is that? And then she was like, yes. And then
his face got so fucking red.
Can I talk about how he's 5'2"?
Oh, and he's so short.
And like pigeon-toed fully. He walks on his toes. He's not worth the hype, ladies.
No,
like, trust
he's not.
Me. And you don't want a man that's for everyone. And we'll get to that later. And then I had to laugh. I like laughed in his face. And then he was staying at the hotel for like a while longer, but we never saw him again.
No, remember he left and then came back.
As soon as we left,
he came back. He's new. He's like, I can't see them.
He switched hotels so he didn't have to see us by the pool.
I'm done. And then we'll see him in Chicago too. He's been in Chicago a ton.
I don't know if he's still here, but he was here for like a good week. And we were out and we actually were sitting at the table next to him at like a club sports bar vibe.
Yeah.
We were sitting at the table next to him. And when we walked in, I was like, holy fuck, Riv, like there's Dave Portnoy once again. And then we get seated right in the booth next to him. And he was literally had it blocked off with like security guards.
He would like literally stare at us. I was like, hey, babe.
Like,
hey.
You're a fucking freak. Like, he's so awkward. And he was just like sitting there, like watching the games and like had like his like other Barstool minions like fucking sitting next to him. And then these girls.
And like, it was like all blocked off. And then every single girl, I'm not kidding, in this sports bar was in his section.
Yeah. Like, if he thought you were hot, like security didn't exist anymore. Like, you were going,
oh my god, and there was this one girl, she came in at like towards the end of the night,
yeah,
and he had been talking to this blonde like mm-hmm. for most of the night
that we actually know.
We know, yeah, yeah,
we literally know her and we were with her ex-boyfriend earlier that day. Yeah, it was so funny,
so weird. But there was like this brunette girl that came in like later. And like, she's genuinely like clinging on to him for like dear life. So if he would like go to talk to any other girl, she would like rip him backwards and like hang on to him.
That is so,
and like not even let him talk to anyone. Like,
could you imagine? It's like weird because like I can't imagine being that. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I can't. My old self, like us last year,
I can
like
see the insecurity, yeah, of it.
Yeah.
But like, I just want to say, like,
girl, it's Dave Portnoy. And like, that's my thing too.
And I don't
like,
care who it is. I don't care if that's Harry Styles. Like, you let him do what he wants. Yeah. And if he wants you, you'll have him.
Yeah. Like, you don't want to be like, oh, I want him because I literally didn't let him leave my side.
I put my literal claws into him and branded him with my name for the night.
I think too, is like, he's not going to marry any of mm-mm. you. Like, he's going to take you to his hotel, wherever he's staying. You're going to have a fun night.
I know
night,
his dick
maybe.
Is small.
Riv, he's my height. Imagine me with a dick. It would be minuscule. Like, that's what his looks like.
I wonder how big my dick would be.
Yours would be like a good average, like maybe a little girthy.
I feel like, yeah.
But I
I'm
feel
down
like,
with it.
I feel like mine
feel
would
like
be small.
Be long and skinny.
I feel like mine would be small and girthy.
I feel like it would be like,
you can see, like, I would have a small and girthy dick. You know, I'd have a chode. I literally would. Like, no. I would.
You would.
And like, I would low-key give off big dick energy and like a girl would pull
and then
my
they
pants
would, yeah, and they would be like, what is that?
I'd be like, babe, give me hard.
It's just not hard yet.
And it grows like a centimeter. Like, I'm a little meter. What is
She's
it?
She's like, condoms don't even like go on that. Like, what do I put on that? Like, literally
water
the
balloon.
Dog shoes.
Water balloon. What were we talking about? Dave Portnoy's dick.
Oh yeah.
So he has a water balloon penis.
We fully are like made that up ourselves, but like, I will stand by it.
If anyone has proof, we'd love to see it. It's like, yeah, it's something I need to see. Oh wait, he has sex tapes. Oh my god, we have to look them up after this because I've like kind of seen a clip of it and I need to see his sex tape. Okay, so yeah, Dave, and like, just like the whole situation, like, I was taking a video of like our friend who was like dancing, and one of
and
the
it was not even pointed at
no
Dave.
He was like standing like next to my phone
and
talking
kept,
to
he
a
like
girl.
Kept trying to look at Elle's phone when she was like taking a video, like,
I'm
can
not,
I help you?
Yeah, like, what are you looking at? I'm not fucking taking a video of you, you fucking pervert. Although we did, so like,
you
that,
just
Dave.
Didn't catch us.
Eat that, Dave. Didn't
I literally have
us.
The video on my or on our phone.
I know,
like, we could fully post it.
But
don't tempt us.
And he was like looking at my phone, whatever. And then the security guard was like, "You can't Snapchat." I literally said, "Babe, I don't use Snapchat. Like, I'm fucking taking a video of our friend. Like, Dave can literally get over himself.
Like, Dave is not like tall enough to be in the video."
Like, I had my phone like 6 feet up. He's like a foot underneath.
He's
me.
Literally like four
you can't
feet
even
tall.
Hear his conversation. From up there, like, I'm not trying to do anything schemey right now, get off my back. But anyways, I like, honestly, I just don't like the vibes he gives off. I
know,
like,
he could be that height and he could be cool as fuck and then it wouldn't matter.
Yeah.
But because he's a fucking douchebag, yeah, then we're gonna call you a child. Yeah. A man child. Okay,
it's just it. Like, he gives off really bad vibes, and like, every time we've seen him, it's just like, it's he's so arrogant. It's like very obvious that like, he
overcompensating.
True. Once again, back to the chode. He is a chode, guys. Prove us wrong, please. But yeah, so he's overcompensating.
Well,
for
here
his
go
chode.
Our Barstool dreams.
Barstool, if you still want to sign us.
we'll take this down. Kidding.
But actually, Sloop Media.
Yeah, geez.
I know you're liking this.
Sophia with an F. Let's get it.
Okay, but anyways, also, do Alex and Dave fuck? I don't know.
I would not be, because remember, or Sophia with an F, she says on her podcast, like, there was weird texts and like meetings that they had that she was never at.
They
like,
were
she
fucking.
Didn't know about it. And like weird skep shit happened that she was like, what the fuck?
Like, how were they weirdly closer than Sophia and Dave? Because Dave loves blondes. Sophia's been
I would
mad.
So not be surprised if they like,
me neither. They have this weird fucking, I bet in the beginning, like they low key fucked. We're like totally jumping to every
yeah,
conclusion
like we
possible.
Actually none of this is proven. We are totally making it up. So
okay, but anyways, Dave Portnoy, his minions, call her daddy gang, like it's all so fucked up. And like to say that one at one point in our life, for like a year and a half, we stand call her daddy, stand Dave Portnoy, and it like fucked us up, like
oh so bad.
It like made us these people that we are so much better than, like we're so much better than,
I think
like,
it what it
we
does
were.
Is it targets such an insecure group,
yeah,
and then with like such manipulation makes you think like what you're doing is like boosting your self-confidence, yeah. Like making you like, oh, like I'm a bad bitch, mm-hmm. Like whatever, when it's really yeah. Just like degrading you, and like it's like teaching your subconscious that you're like a piece of shit.
I think it's like
it's a mask.
Yeah, it's wild because I was like 17 when I started listening. You were probably like 18.
Yeah,
you're older, but like I listen to these like older girls like tell me these insane things about like how to have sex with guys and like give me all this like dating advice
and like crazy stories in New York City, yeah. Like living with your best friend, like
yeah.
A life everyone would want, like having a podcast, like
yeah, making money, like
yeah, like it's crazy. Literally the life that everyone wants is like to like have your dream job, live mm-hmm. In a like really cool city, live with your best friend, like have all these guys, like have money, like
I think what really fucked us up is we had like two of those things. We lived together and then we lived in like a city. So we yeah. Were like, how far out of reach is what
and
they do?
And that's what a lot of people have. Like they yeah. Live in college towns with their best friends. Like they yeah. Have all these guys, like they have parts of it.
Yeah.
But like call her daddy didn't show all of their life either. Like
I
they
know.
Didn't do half the things they told you yeah. To do.
It's just like,
cause like they had parts to yeah. Play. They were characters.
And like the Sophia thing, like she had a boyfriend that yeah. No one knew about and like she couldn't say it.
And like MILF Hunter, like he literally says like that was not me. Like I'm nothing like the person yeah. That they made me like seem like I was. Like that was a full persona.
Well, Sophia has said like that ghostwriter thing. They
yeah.
Have ghostwriters and you read it like you're this character on a show.
Yeah,
and it's like
and you
that's
laugh
what
and you're
is.
Supposed to laugh and like
yeah.
That's it. But then people are taking this advice and putting it in their real life.
I think it's fine for entertainment purposes. Yeah. If you listen to it and you're like, oh my God, that's so outrageous. That story's outrageous, whatever, laugh it off. But like a lot of young girls, when you're listening to these girls that are really pretty and like have this dream life, you're like, I want to be like them. So I'm going to be like, I'm going to look up to these girls as like inspiration. And when you're 17
yeah,
years
like,
old,
as they say, I yeah. Do like,
as like you're 17 years old, you're insecure, you're going to college, you have no idea what you want to do with your life. It's like guys are fucking you over and then you hear these girls like, this is how to be better than the guys.
Yeah, like this is how to fuck over a fuck boy. Like every yeah. Girl when she's 17 wants to know how to fuck over a fuck boy because she just got fucked over by like
yeah.
Matthew the night before.
Yeah,
or like
literally Matthew from math.
Or like literally like Kyle from Sigma Chi, like fucked her over 2 days ago. Like
yeah.
These girls want to know how to do that.
Yeah, and it makes sense. And that's why it was like almost so like the method to their madness was like so insanely like good that it's freaky. Do
yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it's like they targeted those kind of girls and there's the girls that still listen to it and it blows my mind. I can't even
when I like
that.
See the TikToks, I like literally go straight to the
same.
Comments. I'm like, if anyone ever says something bad about Alex, like
people
their comments yeah. Look like ours and on the Dave Portnoy video.
I know. It's insane.
It's like a full army.
It's so
scary.
The
it's
daddy gang is
scary.
Terrifying. I hope they come for us, low-key.
Honestly, same.
Any publicity is good publicity. Literally ruin us. So How did it fuck us up?
Okay. I'm gonna say we definitely,
or you, I guess.
It's definitely an us thing. But, yeah. Okay. I think I'm gonna try to make some main points.
Okay.
I'm gonna try to summarize.
Okay.
It definitely reinforced the like ideas that like girls are good for sex.
Yeah.
And like guys only like want you like if you like don't want them.
Yeah.
Like they would never just want you for who mm-hmm. you are. Like all of that type of thing.
Yeah.
Pro athletes for sure.
Yeah, that's for sure.
What else?
I think, well, like going back to that, like girls are just good for sex. Like they would literally say like, you're just a whole.
Yeah.
And like what?
Don't expect more.
We didn't have like that much sexual experience, like good sex experience. You know what I mean? Like we're going into college. So it's like, when you hear that, it's like, okay, I'm going to go hook up with this guy who doesn't give a fuck about me. Won't ever give a fuck about me. I'm going to hook up with him. And then after I hook up with him, I'm going to throw my pants on and I'm going to leave. And then that's going to make him want me even more.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that like that was like one thing that we really did is like, we never overstayed. Like, even if they said like, no, stay longer, we like, would literally jump out of bed and leave.
Be like, no, like they don't actually want us to, or like would never text them back. Like, was always hard to get. Like, we would never show our true personality, like, at all. Like, I don't think, like, besides Dog Dad, who's my ex, and we'll get into why we call him Dog Dad in a different episode, but, like, I think he's the only one that really saw my, like, true personality.
But it started with that.
No, like, but it totally started, like, with all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I'm not saying that stuff doesn't work, because it can.
Yeah.
But, like, ultimately, if that person wants something to do with you, they want nothing to do with you. So, like, why would you give them a piece of your body unless you, like, fully just want it to?
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing wrong with just hooking up with someone and leaving if, like, that's what you want to do. But doing it to get attention, I think, is so twisted.
And I think it's crazy because, like, we have gotten so much more out of, like, relationships where we are just ourselves.
Yeah,
you know, you're like
when they like you, it's like what we talked about last time.
Yeah,
when you don't have a fake persona, when you're totally yourself, when they like you, they genuinely like you.
Yeah, and they would say things like, "Oh, don't text them back in this amount of time." Doesn't matter.
No,
like don't blow up their phone. Sure, because no one wants a phone bomber. But like, don't. It doesn't matter if they like. What's the big deal?
And like, you're gonna know. Like pretty clearly where you stand and like what's going to happen is going to happen. So you like not texting them back, if they don't care, they don't care.
Yeah.
like you're probably just doing them a favor.
And I listened to this one podcast and it kind of shit on Call Her Daddy. And it was basically like, there's this like thing where you girls think like, oh, I can't text him back in X amount of time, or I can't text him first because whatever. I want him to like me more. And it's like, you think you have the power in that situation, but you're giving all of the power to him. Like he gets to decide when he wants to talk to you. He gets to decide, like, you know what I mean? You're spending so much time thinking about a text you're going to send to a guy. If he cares that much, he doesn't like you.
Okay. It's not like I'm not advising you to text him first every time.
Because,
like, there's sometimes you just got to take a hint.
Yeah.
But like, if you're like talking to someone, and like, you don't feel like you can text them, like, you probably shouldn't be talking. Like, that's probably not the one.
Because like, we've noticed this with you and Big. Like, you can text him whenever you want, really.
Yeah, I'll literally send him the most random shit. And like, one thing that's helped me so much, because I've not always been like that. And like, a lot of the times, like, I've known, like, of myself, is like, I would send a text and then like overthink it so much in my head and then be like, they're not even gonna respond. Like, do you know
almost
what I'm saying?
Put
like,
that energy out
yeah,
there.
And like, you're way overthinking it. And it's like, if they don't like a text you sent, then like, they don't like you and they don't like wanna be with you.
And like, you shouldn't wanna be with them. You're not gonna get anything.
Like,
out of
like,
that relationship.
Could pretty much send him anything now. Like, I will, like, I'll literally send him the, like, stupidest picture of the dogs.
Yeah.
And, like, he'll say some funny shit back.
Yeah.
But, like, if he, like, said back, like, LOL, like, I'd be like, okay, then you're not even the one that I, like,
yeah,
I don't
and, like,
be,
okay, then I'll never send,
you.
Yeah. Like, it's, like, weird.
That's not funny then. So, like, then you guys don't have the same, like,
you guys aren't gonna, you're not gonna match. Yeah. So I think, like, a lot of the advice they give is, like, or they gave, and then now she gives, is super like toxic, especially for like young girls who are listening to it. And I listened to one of her newer episodes where she talks about like her new boyfriend. And I hadn't listened to it for a while. And she basically like talked about how fucked up she was like mentally when she started Call Her Daddy. And like, good for her for admitting that. But like, she sat there and gave girls advice that like she thought was okay in the moment, and like now has almost done a 360 or a 180 a 180 on that advice, and like doesn't agree with what she said before. And like, I don't think she realizes the impact she had on like so many young girls.
Like, yeah, it's like mind-boggling to like think about the things that like the platform you have and then continue to use it in like a degrading way. Like, everything she said was like misogynistic.
Yeah,
it was. And like, you work for Dave Portnoy,
and then she acted like kind of like a feminist, so it was like a weird in between. It's like she made you think like, oh, she's so for the girls. And I literally, when I was looking up Call Her Daddy to like see her age and their analytics, the first article that came up about them was like how Call Her Daddy is empowering women. And like, if you think a podcast that sits there and tells girls you're just a hole and remember that when you're going to have sex with a guy is empowering women, your head is twisted. I think that just proves how fucked up this world is, that they can get an article published about them that says that when there's like a million other podcasts that genuinely do empower women, and they get the headlines for like it's women insane. Empowerment.
It's That's insane. Actually fucking insane.
It's so gross. I don't understand. Like, you really think that Barstool's gonna have a feminist podcast?
No Dave way Portnoy in hell. Literally said like girls of a size 6 shouldn't wear skinny jeans.
And he's like, that, you're a piece of shit. Yeah,
like you're just a piece of shit.
Maybe
like,
you shouldn't wear skinny jeans because your fucking thighs are the same size as your ankles, Dave.
That was a good one.
Like, I just don't understand. Like, he wears skinny jeans, bro. Like, you're above a size 6. Go fuck yourself.
He's only a piece of shit.
But we've talked to like guy friends about Call Her Daddy too. And one thing I've heard.
Wait, I think one thing too is the very beginning of Call Her Daddy, part of the reason it was so successful is guys loved it.
Yeah.
And the longer it's gone on, the more guys like absolutely are like, that is disgusting.
My brother, he was the one who showed me Call Her Daddy. And he was like, listen, these girls, they're so hot. And like, they talk about sex the whole time. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so not listening to that. And then a year later, I'm like a Call Her Daddy fan. But now I like was talking to him about Call Her Daddy. He's like, God, I just can't listen to it anymore. It's just like, it like hurts my head to like hear her say these things. And he's like, it's absolutely disgusting. Like, I can't believe a girl like would go on there and like say the things that, it's just like foul. Yeah. It's so like, bad.
No guy also like wants a girl that thinks that like, it's so clear, like the moves, like getting up immediately and putting on your clothes on is like so clear that it's like, I'm too like insecure. I think that's all you want me for. And it's like, no guy genuinely, like then they don't even want to fuck you if they think all that you're good for is sex.
Yeah, I think
unless they're like a psychopath.
Yeah, unless they're just literally a douchebag, and then like you're losing either way. But I think it's so clear the longer Call Her Daddy has gone on, the games that like every Call Her Daddy girl like plays. And I think like a lot of guys can pick up on that. And one of our, I have to cough, hold on. My throat was literally closing.
COVID.
This guy was like, I'm still going on dates with, he was like, if I see like Call Her Daddy and like a girl's like,
his nickname's Blondie. I'm just gonna say that because I love it.
Loves that nickname.
I love Blondie.
I have a so good cute. Story about Blondie, I can tell, but like it's so maybe not for today.
Next step.
But what was I saying? Oh, he said like, if I see like Call Her Daddy on any girl's like profile, I'm just absolutely like, I'm already turned off. Like, I don't want a girl.
I could
who
genuinely
thinks,
not be a friend with anyone that listens to Call Her Daddy.
I like, know.
Like,
I don't
actually listen. Yeah. And like takes advice. Yeah. I would be like, are you like,
but like that used to be us. And I think it's so sad because like we would fully like take notes. We would listen to an episode that like was related to what we were about to get ourselves into, and then we would genuinely sit there and be like, okay, this is what like Queen Alex and Sophia said. So like,
but like if you think about it now, did anyone like, it was so based on girls probably 16 to like 22.
Yeah, I agree,
because like once you get that point, like you're so like, it's so transparent.
Yeah,
but it hits such a like vulnerable age.
I know.
Where you take anything like these older pretty girls are saying and it's like the Bible.
Because it sounds like they're living the life. Oh, they're fucking pro athletes and they are doing all these cool things and it sounds like they're living a great life. And it's like, okay, if I just have to take this simple advice, then like I'll be living that life too. And all these guys will want me.
Another thing one of our guy friends said to us once, I was talking to some guy, it was like super relevant, but he had said something to me and then he was like, I can't do it tonight, whatever. He was gonna like come meet us something. Yeah. I don't know what's happening. And I was like, okay, I'm just not gonna respond.
Yeah.
And he was like, if you don't respond, like you literally look like so like,
it looks like you're mad.
Yeah.
That like, he's not coming out.
And it's like so not cute. Like he's not gonna take you seriously. Like it looks so like ugly.
I think like moving into this year, like we still had like caller daddy roots. Does mm-hmm. that make sense? And like we would do stuff like that. We literally
got an exterminator.
Yeah. Like we would do stuff like that where we'd be like, okay, well like I'm not gonna respond to him. Like that's a whatever. And like now that like after we thought about that, we were like, oh my god, are we so petty for like not responding to people?
Because like if I said to a guy like, oh look, sorry, I can't make it tonight, whatever, and they never respond, I'd be like, ew, they're a freak.
Yeah, like what the fuck. But I also do think like once again, take a hint, like if like yeah. if there's like a text where it's like, okay, the conversation's over, like there's no need. I'm not to saying text
always
back.
Respond yeah. but like in scenarios where it's like there's times when like just respond.
Like just say like, oh, no worries. No worries. Like, see you soon. Yeah. Some shit like that. Like, it can be basic, but like, don't ask why he's not coming.
No. No, like, please do not ask why.
But like, if you just leave him on red, like it's okay. Scary. Like, you just look so petty. And I think that a lot of guys are like seeing through Caller Daddy now where it's like.
And like, girls, you too. Like, I know guys are trying to use these on you.
Like, I know. And like, can we please just like move on? Like, I wish I could over. Shake Daddy. Gang like same I want to like them
just like I like always have the urge to comment on the TikToks and be like, guys, what the fuck's wrong with you
guys? I commented on Alex Cooper's like, everyone listen to Sexy Hangover.
I'm way too dead. Okay, so basically the moral of the story is cancel Caller Daddy, cancel
listen
Dave
to the
Fortnite.
Sexy Hangover.
Sexy Hangover is here.
We are no here worries. To rescue.
I just had deja vu. Okay, I have to tell you guys the funniest story really quick. The things that you hear on the street in Chicago are like way too funny. God. Like we just have two really quick stories and then we're gonna get into questions.
Yeah, but these are mentionable stories. Like they're these, so like, funny. These need to be mentioned.
If you like need a little laugh, like here we go. Okay, let me set the scene. It's Sunday night, evening. We're going to pick up our groceries from
Whole Foods.
We have our shopping cart in hand. Mm-hmm. Me and Elle own a shopping cart, so get over it. We're taking our shopping cart. We're going down the street. We're about 3 or 4 blocks away from our house. We have all our groceries with us. This man is carrying a pizza box on his head and he runs down the street after us and says, hey, are you guys lesbies? Oh, no, he said, I'm from LA or California. Yeah. Are you guys lesbies? No, I thought it was lesbies.
No, it's literally, are you guys lesbies?
Okay, so no,
which is
this
worse.
Is news to me.
That is worse.
Yes. Are you guys lesbies? I'm like, what? Lesbians? And he's like, yeah. You're literally Doja Cat's wet dream.
We're like, what the fuck? And then we're like, no. And he was like, oh darn it. And like literally it was just like, you're the perfect duo.
And then just left. That's all. That was it. That's all he wanted to say. And then today we're walking back from Trader Joe's, had to pick up some little goodies, and this man comes by on his Grubhub bike and he's like, stop next to us. And I'm like, keep saying that, like, is he talking to us? Like, I was confused. He kept looking at us and he's talking on the phone and he like is starting to zoom past us and he goes, girl, I'm coming over to beat that pussy up like a real guy.
While he's delivering his Grubhub food, like,
and
a real
said,
man.
I'm coming, I'm on the way, is that okay? I'm coming to beat that pussy up. And just kept saying,
guys,
that.
Chicago streets are like so fucking like, funny.
His girlfriend's on the phone, like, what was she saying back?
I think they were, it sounded like they were in a fight though. Like, it sounded like they were a fight, and he was like, oh, I'm gonna beat that pussy up. Like, what? What the fuck are you talking about?
Like, I don't know. Like, I literally love, like, the things we hear are just like way too funny.
But like, what's funnier is like, I would be friends with that Grubhub bike guy.
Oh my god, so funny.
Like, come over for dinner and like tell me your conversation, because like I need to know what you guys were talking about. Like, who was it?
Oh my god, that is way too funny. Okay, so First of all, we want to say, if you guys have questions, advice, stories, whatever, send them to us on the Sexy Hangover Instagram.
In our DMs.
And we are going to have like a little segment at the end. Questions of the week.
Yeah.
Kidding.
Questions?
I don't know what we'll call it. If you guys have any...
Yeah.
Any suggestions?
For right now, it's just questions of the week, actually.
We can't steal that from Caller Daddy.
It's just questions of the week. We're not going to, like, steal their lingo, like how they said it stupid.
Okay, I'm just going to say it's question time.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, guys, seriously, give us a name. We're not... We need it.
Okay.
Okay, so this one was the first question we've ever on, which is really cute. Hi, Queens. A question I know Rivers would appreciate. Why should I stay away from pro athletes? Okay, so I did have a pro athlete phase. We both did. And we can definitely talk about that in another episode. We don't really have time to get that into it.
Pro athletes are... Okay, I have mixed feelings. They deserve a full episode. They really do. And especially with, like, all of our stories and stuff and our experience with it. But, like, I think... A lot of them are just dogs.
Yeah,
like they want to get their nut and they want to move on, and like you really don't mean much to them.
No, not at all. And there's such a culture in sports, especially like college and like pro sports,
mm-hmm.
that they really, their profession is on such a high level.
Yeah,
that. They don't really have, like, to justify it a little bit. It's like they don't have time for a relationship.
Yeah.
They don't have time to even give you what you would need in a relationship. You're barely gonna be able to see them. Like, they're traveling the world. And, like, their focus is, like, you're never going to be their top priority.
I would, like, advise against, like, romanticizing the pro athlete, like, daydream.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's not, like, what it seems to be. And I think you can see these, like, star couples of, like, a football player and his wife, and it's so beautiful, or a baseball player and his wife, but it's like you don't really know what goes behind the scenes. And like,
yeah, I would just say that, like, there's really nothing special about them.
People just romanticize it.
People are just people.
Yeah,
yeah, we totally did. Like, I'm not gonna say we didn't. Like, we were literally puck slots.
Yeah, no, I was a puck slot.
I was a puck slot in high school. I'm gonna just say cleat chasers though. Everything. Yeah, like, romanticize a pro athlete. Because everyone wants to be, like, the one girl.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, my boyfriend's in, like, the MLB, like, whatever. Yeah. Like, okay, but, like, you don't know what's going on. Not that all pro athlete couples are, like, shit, but, like, a lot of them are. Like,
and I think, too, we've, like, gotten the opportunity to see, like, a lot of the behind the scenes and, like, actually experience it. And, like, that romanticizing is, like, over for us. Because, like, it's obvious, like, okay, we're never going to date any of them. They just want to fuck, like, move on. You know what I mean?
Okay, and then we have one more question.
Okay.
Said, okay, I can only think of one question, and I feel like you might be sick of this, but I need to know stories of the NTDP boys and what it was like going to school with all of them, or some juicy stories. Obviously, you don't have to answer this because it's super personal, but it's worth a shot. I'm super excited for the podcast.
We love personal questions.
So I am from Michigan, and the high school I went to housed all the NTDP players, which are like the national team development program, I think, for like the NHL players. So majority of the players that went to my high school, like, are either now in the NHL or have been drafted to the NHL. Which is definitely like a very unique situation to go to high school in. And I guess I didn't really see the extent of it because I dated a kid that played on a year older than me my junior year of high school. And at that point, I didn't think it was that cool because most of the players on that team were not that good. And they weren't not good, but they weren't as the team my age is one of the best teams to ever go through the program. So some of my best friends, like literally one of my very best friends from high school is like Jack Hughes, and he got drafted number one overall and like knew he was going number one, like, since he was what, like 14 or something.
That,
like,
would be crazy.
From as long as I knew him, he knew he was going number one. Not that he was like cocky about it, it was just like something that like was happening. Like, it was a thing. Like, and a lot of kids on that team, like one of my other really good friends, Trevor, is already in the NHL. He's done like 1 year, he did 1 year at school. Like,
yeah,
so they just like go to the NHL, so it's like a really unique thing. But I didn't see how, I guess, how good they all were until like I became friends with all of them, which was like my junior year. I don't really know, like, I have so many stories with them, but like they're not, they're just normal.
Like friendship, like high school stories.
Yeah, like they're just normal kids. So I guess like, but like the thing was so many fan pages like would like tag me and stuff like with pictures of the guys, mm-hmm. or like they would DM me like asking questions or like just like really crazy stuff, or like once in a while they would get recognized when I was with them and I was like, this is so weird.
Like it's just like,
'cause like it's my friends.
It's like goes back to that thing where like how pictures can get so twisted. Yeah. It's like we noticed the other day like how twisted pictures can get, and like if I saw like, oh, if I was a fan of like whoever, like Trevor, whatever,
yeah, like everyone thought we were dating,
it would like make sense though, because you think like, oh, like they hang out all the time, like yeah. they get pictures together like on Instagram. Yeah,
like people would like, one time I think, I don't know what it was, and like me and Trevor like took a picture and he was like, should we send it to like the accounts and say like we're back together? Like it was just like funny, but it's like so weird because they were like my friends and I was like so confused,
because you see them, you like didn't have their like romanticized no thing, like, you know what
was,
I mean,
because like, and like Jack, like he like texted me first ever, like I didn't even know who he was, he like followed me when I had a boyfriend,
yeah,
and then he texted me right after we broke up and he literally said like, did like whoever dump you? I was like, thank you.
Thanks. Yeah, that was Jack.
Really
nice.
But we are like really similar in the way we're like, so I don't know, we just would joke around so yeah. much.
You have so, similar personalities.
Yeah, so we would have like a lot of fun together. So like it was always just a lot of fun. I don't know, like I have so many stories about them, but like I just am not gonna tell them. Yeah, I guess that's all
that
I
we can keep personal.
Yeah. I don't want to get them in trouble. There's just a lot of things that should be left in high school. No, but they're all really good guys and they're really fun. I'm happy that they're following their little dreams out on the rink.
Same with us. Jack congratulated
yeah.
you.
Yeah, he did. He texted me after and he was like, how's the little podcaster?
Where's my text, babe?
He's like, congratulations. Keep my name out of your mouth.
Here we are. Jack Hughes did this, and then Jack Hughes did that, and then Jack.
Yeah.
That's funny. Okay. Well, we're done, right?
Yeah, we are.
Episode 2 in the books.
Thank you guys again for all the support.
Yeah, we love it. Make sure to rate us 5 stars, and then also leave a written review, and you can leave constructive criticism. We're really down for anything. Tell us what you like, what you don't like, but just make sure to leave us 5 stars. Please, one person can
DM us if there's anything you guys want us to, questions, advice, anything like that, or if you guys have a funny story to tell, if there's things you guys want to hear, whatever the deal is. Elle just took her nail off.
I literally just ripped my SNS off and then bit my nail. Okay, anyways. Thank you so much for listening, and until next week,
keep it sexy.